Now, the way this story goes, this is actually a true story I'm about to tell you, but one of the things that I've enjoyed in my life is I would write product review articles for a national magazine, Fly Fish America magazine. And what that involved basically is taking various products that are used in fly fishing, anything from a new wading boot to a type of one-person pontoon boat. And I would test these products and then write a review about them, the pluses, the pros and cons of the product. But this would involve I really need to test it and use it so that I can write knowledgeably and from an experience base. So it just so happened this one summer day that I was going to test a one-person pontoon boat and went to the Fall Creek Falls State Park to do this. And my whole family went. My wife was there with my daughter and my two sons. I think they were probably about 12 and 14 at the time. And my daughter then would have been probably 9. But they decided this is a huge lake, and I was going to test this pontoon boat on the lake. They decided they would rent canoes. And we had already decided how much time that we would have. And it was going to give me about between 3 and 4 hours to fish, which was great because I wasn't just testing the pontoon boat out to see how well the oars worked. I wanted to fish. So, and I'm rowing. And it's a fairly difficult row. This thing doesn't go across the water like a canoe by any means. But they decided they're going to rent canoes. My daughter and my wife would be in one, and the two boys would be in another, my two sons. And so I saw them paddling around, and I'd been out there probably about an hour, hour and a half. And they even came over near me at one point, and we talked. But we also had walkie-talkies, two-way radios, where we could converse if there was any kind of issue or something that came up for either of us, we could communicate. So they left, and I could see where they were headed back to the dock, although I, based on our plan, I should have had at least 2 more hours to fish. But I figured they were off to either ride bikes or play tennis or do something else. That was fine. I see them go to the dock and they disappear because it's way across the other side of the lake from where I was at. And so I really couldn't see them very well anyway. I just knew they headed in that direction. Well, the next thing I know, after about 5 minutes, my walkie-talkie goes off and there's this deep male voice that says, "Are you the individual in the one person single watercraft?" And I'm like, who would have my radio frequency? And I'm fumbling around thinking, am I about to be in trouble? And if I am, if I wind up with some kind of ticket, my wife's gonna have my butt. So I pick up my walkie-talkie. I said, well, yes, sir. I said, who is this? This is the ranger. No privately owned watercraft are permitted on a state park lake. And I'm thinking, well, that may be true. I don't really know. I've never checked that out. I know you can rent them and you really don't see other people. And I said, well, is this a state park regulation? He goes, it does not matter. No personal watercraft, they're strictly prohibited on state park lake. You must remove your watercraft immediately. And I said, well, what is your name? And there was a hesitation. And at this point, I'm rowing as fast as I can, thinking, I don't know where this person is, and I don't know how they got my walkie-talkie code number. And I'm thinking, I wonder if they asked my wife, do you know that man over there when they brought their canoe in and they're using my walkie-talkie and their walkie-talkie? I'm trying to figure this out, but I'm rowing like something off a cartoon, actually. I probably look that funny. I'm rowing like crazy, thinking, if I can beach this thing, I can maybe hide and deflate the pontoons, and that way I won't get a ticket and I won't be in trouble. And so I said, what is your name? And there's a pause. It's Ranger John. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of odd. And the next thing I know, I hear a little snicker on the other end. And it's my son, Will. He's 14. And he goes, Dad, we're just yanking your chain. He goes, you can keep on fishing, but you really look funny rowing that thing and in hyperspeed. So, in that case, Nick got nailed, that's for sure.